The title of today's address is Cracked, Not Broken, and the address is based around the Japanese art of kintsugi. The word kintsugi means golden joinery, a technique that involves mending broken pottery with lacquer mixed with powdered gold, silver or platinum. It's an ancient practice, and it does not only restore the item, but by highlighting the cracks and imperfections, it also transforms the damaged piece into a work of art. But kintsugi is more than just a method of repair. The practice illustrates a philosophy that teaches us the beauty of imperfection and the value of resilience. And amazingly, this approach can be applied to many different aspects of life. It begins with the idea of fixing broken objects. But we see that it can also be applied to the idea of recovery and personal growth. The kintsugi principle also has application in business, and it has lessons for us when it comes to organising society. In our throwaway world threatened by climate change, we need to practice the art of kintsugi. It even has lessons for us when it comes to politics. So moving first beyond the minor matter of broken pottery, notice how in our daily lives we often strive for perfection. We can come to believe that flawlessness is the key to success and happiness. But the philosophy of kintsugi reminds us that imperfections are not only inevitable, but also valuable. How many of our shelves and presses are occupied by sets of crockery, now missing cups and saucers and plates and bowls? And have any of us here managed to hold on to an unbroken set of drinking glasses? Cracks and breakages happen regularly in the case of cups and saucers. They also happen to us in the course of our lives. We could avoid breakages by doing absolutely nothing, but where would that leave us? So, looking at our own lives, we can see that by accepting and embracing our flaws, we can be helped by the practice of self-acceptance. When a kintsugi expert mends the crockery, we see the golden lines of the repair. Here are some samples of the repairs. I'll leave some of these on the table afterwards so that people see them, but this is the idea. So it's better than it was in the first place, as you can see. I'll leave them on the table afterwards. These visible lines add character and uniqueness to the object. And in the same way our imperfections contribute to our own individuality, they make us who we are. Life is filled with challenges and setbacks. These can leave us feeling broken and defeated. But the practice of kintsugi reminds us that healing is possible and that we can emerge stronger and more beautiful because of our struggles. And just as the broken crockery doesn't have to be thrown out, we with our imperfections don't need to be written off. Kintsugi also teaches us the importance of emotional connection and relationships. Just as a repaired piece of pottery holds a story and a history, our relationships are enriched by the experiences and challenges we all face. By valuing the cracks in our relationships, we can build stronger and more meaningful bonds with the people we know and love. The kintsugi idea can be applied to business as well. Companies often face setbacks and failures, but these challenges, if looked at objectively, can be used as opportunities for growth and improvement. We all remember the story attributed to Thomas Edison. When discussing his many attempts to invent the electric light bulb, Edison reportedly said, "I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." This illustrates his perseverance and his determination in the face of what might be seen as repeated failure. Amy Edmondson is a professor at Harvard Business School. She's a leading researcher on psychological safety in the workplace. She urges businesses to create an environment where employees feel safe to speak up, to draw attention to issues, mistakes, or potential risks without fear of blame or retribution. She emphasises that where employees raise concerns early on, it helps organisations address problems before they escalate. It then becomes a matter of celebrating cracks rather than hiding brokenness. An attitude of kintsugi for business, where everyone is encouraged to draw attention to the cracks, can save an organization from disaster. How many times do we hear from people who have suffered an injury due to medical negligence? They frequently tell us that all they required was an apology and an acceptance of what happened, along with an assurance that steps will be taken to avoid a recurrence so that someone else won't suffer the same pain. In many cases, compensation is way down the person's list of priorities. The kintsugi idea also has application to society in general. By embracing the beauty of imperfections, we can learn to appreciate the varied backgrounds and experiences of all the people who make up our communities. This mindset encourages a culture of acceptance and inclusivity, where differences are celebrated rather than judged or feared. The kintsugi philosophy reminds us that it's okay to be different. It is okay to be imperfect. We learn that healing is possible and that healing is a beautiful process. By promoting this mindset, we can reduce the stigma surrounding things such as mental illness, and we can encourage individuals to seek any help and support they might need. We can all benefit by being reminded that we are cracked, not broken. The practice of kintsugi also ties in with the idea of environmental sustainability. In our throwaway culture, broken items are often discarded without a second thought. Kintsugi encourages us to repair and restore rather than click a button and replace. And isn't it great to see the idea of repair cafes taking hold? These are places where people can bring in broken items for repair. And we learn to appreciate the craftsmanship involved in carrying out repairs. In repair cafes, you'll find volunteers who'll carry out repairs where possible, and people can be taught to carry out their own repairs. In the political sphere, the philosophy of kintsugi can encourage transparent and accountable government. Isn't it refreshing when we see a government minister admitting that mistakes have been made and not hiding behind words and excuses? The art of kintsugi is believed to have originated in 15th century Japan. The story goes that Yoshimasa, a military ruler, sent a broken tea bowl to China for repair. It was returned, mended all right, but with unsightly metal staples, which seems to be a commonplace method of repair at the time. Yoshimasa was dissatisfied with this, and he asked Japanese craftsmen to find a more aesthetically pleasing solution. They developed the art of kintsugi. This technique of using lacquer mixed with powdered gold, silver or platinum to repair broken ceramics. This approach not only restored functionality, but it also enhanced the object's beauty by emphasizing its flaws. And now, centuries later, when we think of this idea of celebrating the fixing of brokenness, we can see that it has application not only to cups and saucers, but to so many aspects of everyday life. In summary then, kintsugi reminds us that nothing and no one is beyond repair. Amen.